Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To the pylon! Touchdown!
They are chanting MVP.
I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Looking for the edge in your fantasy football league? You're in the right place. This is the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast.
If anyone's breaking out in a massive way this year, it's him.
Where smart strategy meets data that actually matters.
That's the type of ceiling we're talking about here.
Here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui.
Welcome back to the show. We have a very special guest with us, Kyle Krabs. He's on the beat for the Dolphins via A to Z Sports. He's the host of Locked On Dolphins. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And we were just talking in the pre-show of the blessing and the curse that is this time of year. And we're a couple days out from cuts and last preseason games. So it's a lot of action happening and eager to see how the dust kind of settles and get this season kicked off.
Any action is good action. Right. I'm watching last night's preseason game, you know, between, you know, the Bengals and the Bears. I'm watching into the fourth quarter, you know, interested in who these players are, like Jacory Croskett Merritt. Like, what a story, Bill, I should say. Right. You know, there's so many, so many interesting storylines. This is like the time of year when those storylines begin and you just can't wait for those stories to continue because you want to see how it ends. Right. So interested to hop into the Dolphins stories now. Because last year, the Dolphins offense was, it was interesting, right? And I'm not even talking about when Tua was off the field. When Tua was off the field, I'm not sure how much of an offense I can call it. But, you know, you have playmakers, right? You have Tyreek Hill, you have Jaylen Waddle. Yet, the offense was flowing to Devon Achane and Jonnu Smith and, you know, playmakers in their own right, especially Achane. And a lot, you know, of that can be put on the offensive line issue, sure. And Tua, you know, getting the ball out super quickly. And he mentioned a couple months ago, if not mistaken, like somebody asked him, like, what are you working on, you know, this offseason? And he's like, yeah, I'm working on getting the ball out even quicker. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, does that just mean more of the same? So what are your overall thoughts on that? Like, are there any inklings, you know, of an offense that actually depends more on their downfield weapons based on what you've seen at training camp so far?
Yeah, I think it's certainly, as the season unfolded, I think the Dolphins got through camp last year and they got to the first game against Jacksonville and it kind of became apparent some of the things that they were maybe betting on were more limiting. And you talk about the offensive line and then you have this large chunk of the first half of the season where Tua is on injured reserve and then he comes back and it's a little bit more of the true West Coasty feel, quick game. And then they had their starting right tackle go down and their fullback gets hurt, Alec Ingold, and the run game just absolutely went up in smoke. And that's really where the Devon Achane empty calorie targets and the Jonnu Smith 111 targets that he had, a lot of that is just facilitating really kind of substitutions for the run game, and it really dialed down the air yards per attempt and that shallow spray chart and distribution for the football. So I think you're going to see this year the investment with some muscle in the backfield where they had Alexander Mattison, but then also Ollie Gordon. They go get a couple of offensive guards. A lot of their skill players like Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Pharaoh Brown, these aren't really prolific like with the ball weapons. They're more ancillary weapons that offer a level of physicality to kind of help with the run game. And that's the straw that stirs the drink. And if you don't have that, then the offense looks like it looked like last year. So it is really kind of that. I know like EPAs on play action passes are higher no matter whether you have a successful run game to establish the run or not. But for the Dolphins and the conflicts that they want to create, that threat has to exist for what they want to be the best version of itself offensively.
And the one of the guys that I think about who has such high potential, but it hasn't, you know, kind of maybe, I don't want to use the term fell off, but like didn't, it hasn't been able to take advantage of the talent, right? Which is Jalen Waddle, right? Shown a ton of promise when he's received opportunity in the past and, you know, especially his rookie year. And, you know, whether that opportunity comes is a huge question, right? If Tyreek is Tyreek, and maybe you can help whether you're seeing a different Tyreek or not, obviously, you know, he's a little bit banged up with that oblique, but I'd imagine the next guy they would want to feature is Jalen Waddle. You know, how has he looked in camp? You know, do you think there's a chance that he's actually featured this year? Because last year in games with Tua, only 5.3 targets per game, 4.1 catches per game, you know, just straight up underperforming.
Tyreek had the wrist procedure this year where he injured that in the joint practice against Washington in preseason last year and played the whole year with it. He had screws put in the wrist to repair whatever was wrong. And then by the summer, he had a second procedure to get the screws out. So he missed all of OTAs and minicamp and was not running routes and catching balls. And that was extra time for Jalen Waddle and Tua Tagovailoa to kind of, hey, Jalen, you're going to be the first progression instead of everything's Tyreek. And we have the 2,000-yard race for Tyreek Hill and so on and so forth. And that has absolutely extended into the first 2 weeks. And now Tyreek has an oblique and he's missed the last 2 weeks of training camp where they don't want something that's going to become a long-term thing. So they kind of got him all on ice and he's working off on the side. I expect Jalen Waddle this year, if everything stays the same status quo as far as what it's looked like thus far, I expect Waddle to be the marquee, much closer to 50-50 split of target share and potentially outproduce Tyreek Hill. And it makes sense when those two guys had this pre-existing chemistry going all the way back to Alabama with the amount of years that they've been playing together now. And Miami, I think, kind of realizes we have to be an offense that does not rely so extremely on Tyreek Hill. And you have this other young player who I think there's in some ways as a route runner, Waddle, I would take over Tyreek Hill from just a football execution and route running ability. So I think the scales are going to be dramatically different. And if I were betting right now, I would bet the number one target receiver for the Dolphins this year is Jalen Waddle.
I love that. And you know, Devon Achane was that guy last year, right? He was heavily featured as a receiver, you know, and in games with Tua, 6.6 targets per game, over six catches per game, obviously, you know, highest in the NFL among running backs. He's hurt right now, of course, and maybe you can, you know, we don't know, like, I guess we there was some news that came out, whether it was a calf strain or what, if it was a, you know, like what exact injury was it that they called it for HN, and what level of concern would you put it on based on, you know, how coaches are talking about it?
Well, I think the fact that Miami historically has been very conservative in camp, I wouldn't put it as anything past a mild concern of potentially a re-aggravation or something more serious. I would expect he probably doesn't practice all this week or probably next week with the calf. And it was described as a soft tissue, kind of a calf strain. And Mike McDaniel said guys that are as explosive as he is, those are the ones you just have to be really mindful of. From what I understand, that's something that, you know, if they were in a regular season situation, maybe it costs them a couple of games. We're a couple of weeks out from the start of the regular season. So you never know how a player is going to respond. But as of right now, it doesn't seem like it's going to be something that has a negative impact for his availability to start the season. Now, maybe he's not full bore getting 20, 22 touches like he might otherwise, like the Dolphins fell into that trap with a couple of years past. But I also think that could be to the benefit of the balance of their offense. You know, I think Devon Achane is a player who there's a sweet spot for how you use him. And if you use him more as a traditional back, I think maybe you lose some of the optimization of his touches that, you know, I would love to see him have like the Alvin Kamara type of role where on an annual basis, you're talking about 200 carries, but then you're throwing in another 60, 70 catches on top of that. And the Dolphins last year, it felt like Achane was the only running back that they really trusted once Raheem Mostert had some fumbling issues and he never gave those carries back up to anybody. So whether it's Jalen Wright, whether it's Ollie Gordon, those guys are there to kind of diversify what their run schemes look like. I'll be interested to see how heavily they craft their game plans to kind of have those different counter punches. And some of that can exist with Achane on the field because the Dolphins did a lot of what I thought was really good and fun presentation of pony personnel with two backs on the field and one of them being Achane because how he can line up in the slot. You can motion him out. You can use him for your eye candy stuff. But that stuff works best when you have an offensive core and offensive line that can win the front by themselves. And the Dolphins just last year didn't have that group where those guys could reliably do that with consistency. So if they like where their run offensive line run blocking is at for just the five or six up front, if you include the tight end, you know, I think there's some ways that, you know, Devon Achane can have a gravitational pull on the field without touching the ball too, which can be a force multiplier and make what other guys do with the ball even better too.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And when you're looking at guys like Jalen Wright and Ollie Gordon, Ollie Gordon has looked pretty good with his opportunities so far this preseason. You know, Gordon was a different player, you know, back in 2023, you know, compared to who he was in 2024. And a lot of that could have been, you know, a lot to do with, you know, what you mentioned, right? In terms of how you're using a certain player. Is Gordon somebody who is emerging, you know, this in training camp? Has he been looking like somebody who could challenge Jalen Wright for the potential RB2 job and potentially even, you know, earn some carries alongside Devon Achane?
Yeah.
Part one of that question. Part two is like the goal line. Like, you obviously have these bigger backs, right? Like, you know, Devon Achane was the guy at the goal line last year. And like basically nobody got any goal line attempts outside of him. Maybe Raheem Mostert just had a handful. But yeah, just curious about what, you know, how he's doing, and then also potential role alongside alongside Devon Achane.
Yeah, the Ollie Gordon buzz is pretty legit as far as he's looked good. He has not gotten a lot of favorable opportunities as far as open air. I think through 18 carries in two preseason games, Ollie is averaging 0.56 yards before contact per carry. And yet he's averaging 4.6 yards per carry. He's averaging over 4 yards after contact per carry on 18 carries in the preseason. Now, a lot of this is happening in the second half against bottom of roster players, but a good cut to set up a corner is still a good cut before you get upfield and make a guy miss off the edge and get north, and your pads get north and you get 6 yards out of it. Ollie goes up and over against Chicago for a conversion down on the goal line, where a lot of the Dolphins' struggles have been rooted in the execution of by the skill players, the tight ends and the wide receivers trying to run block in those situations and being very leaky off the edges because they're trying to maybe go split flow with the tight end, or maybe they're trying to pull a guard and hit power, but the tight end to the play side gives somebody up across his face. With a guy like Ollie, you can just say, okay, we're just going to hit the front side A-gap and we're going to mash it in there and he's going to push the pile. So I think that element exists, but he's ran with more confidence than what Jalen Wright has, because Jalen hasn't had very good pre-snap production either. A lot of the Dolphins' depth players, Andrew Meyer and Liam Eichenberg on the offensive line, they haven't been dressed for the preseason game. So you're getting a lot of third string guys up with the backups on the offensive line. So you felt that a little bit. Ollie's been doing a better job of making something out of nothing than Jalen Wright. And I think the thing that's going to define it for Ollie and how big of a role he gets is how he handles the passing game stuff. Can you be a reliable pass protector, especially with a quarterback like Tua, right? Like, where you need to make sure if we got a linebacker that's coming through the B gap, your eyes are in the right place and you see that and you take that hit off the quarterback. If he's good with that stuff, I kind of lean towards him being the skill set that is trending towards being the Thunder to Devon Achane's Lightning right now.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. I mean, and it kind of helps us a little bit too, right? Because as we're later in our drafts, we're always looking for the handcuffs, right? You know, God forbid, like one of these players go down, you know, you're looking for these other guys who could potentially step up, you know, in their place. And Jalen Wright was, you know, the quote unquote handcuff for, you know, Devon Achane last year. But it seems like, you know, if that were to ever happen, I'm not going to wood guys, as I'm saying this, by the way, you know, I think there's a potential that Ollie Gordon could be that guy. So that's great insight there. I want to hit the a little bit further down the wide receiver depth chart just for a sec. Malik Washington was one of the main targets in the first preseason game, with Tua targeting him quite often. Obviously Tyreek Hill, Waddle, you know, not on the field, but is he somebody that could eventually emerge? You know, he was a rookie, looked great, you know, coming out, you know, was a little bit of a fan favorite, you know, of a lot of people. You know, he definitely has his hive for sure and his fan base. But, you know, is he somebody who could emerge, or is someone like Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, you know, the real next man up, you know, after Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle this year?
So I think when the Dolphins go 11 personnel on early downs, Nick will get some of that run because of what he brings as a blocker. And you go back and review the film from Tennessee, and they're motioning him in or condensed splits, and then they're going to motion him across, and he'll actually take like some tight end assignments and split flow and try to get a piece of the defensive end off the backside just to occupy that last player, so you're not getting run plays chased down from behind. I think that's where Nick is going to have the most obvious role. I will say this, aside of Jalen Waddle, I think the receiver that Tua Tagovailoa has the best chemistry with on the roster is Malik Washington. He's a really big fan of kind of the detailed orientation of his routes. A lot of the Dolphins' offense is there's post-snap sight adjusts for the depth of your route, on what step you're breaking, on what angle you're breaking, based on what the defensive coverage is. And Tua sees all that, and Malik seems like he sees it through the same set of eyes, where they have a very good chemistry for those spot throws. So I think if you're a dynasty player and you're looking for, hey, is there Tyreek Hill's due $36 million next year? And spoiler alert, the Dolphins aren't going to pay him $36 million. So he's going to be probably somewhere else, whether that's via trade or they cut him to not pay him $36 million after the season when they continue to kind of go through this youth transition that they're in right now. Malik Washington, as long as Tua Tagovailoa is there, I think Malik Washington's going to have a really firm case to be not a marquee, but to be a nice secondary option that is in big moments. And you saw it a little bit towards the end of the year last year as well. If there's some got to have it situations, Tua is not afraid to let the ball rip and go to him. And that's a big piece of the puzzle, because a lot of Miami's missed opportunities in big moments, the interception in the week 18 game against the Bills in 23, that with the division on the line, he was hurried and had to throw the ball to a spot, to a receiver who he didn't really trust, and the receiver wasn't in the right place, and the ball got picked. And Tua does not feel that way about Malik Washington, and I think that can continue to lead to some productive games for Malik as from a volume perspective, even if the yards or the touchdowns isn't super robust.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, if that quick game persists, right? And Obviously Darren Waller was signed, and, you know, they're, you know, Jonnu Smith isn't there anymore. But Darren Waller, you know, he got, you know, signed out of retirement, but he hasn't been on the field, right? And for me, if they're looking for those quick hits, Devon Achane obviously comes to mind. But Malik Washington, you know, from that first preseason game when I was watching it, I'm like, huh. Like, if they continue to go with that quick hitting type of offense, I feel like Malik Washington can be somebody who, you know, could, you know, have an impact there. You know, will he end up earning targets over guys like Achane and over guys like Tyreek and over guys like Waddle? Like, probably not, but he's definitely someone to keep an eye on, you know, as if there's any shakeup there, you know, on that, you know, on the field. I think the last question that I had for you, I went through a lot of the big names here. And this, the answer to this question might be a big name too, but who have been like the one or two main standouts in camp to you overall this summer when we're talking skill positions?
I think Jaylen Waddle's kind of volume emergence is the biggest piece of that puzzle for me. I see a guy who on film too last year is winning routes against press. And that's the big puzzle that the Dolphins have alluded to, was like the big bad wolf last year, they pressed us and then they play guys over the top and the spacing of the rest of the offense wasn't where it needed to be. I think Jaylen Waddle is more consistent getting off of press, beating press, and then running routes that aren't on the vertical plane, because that's where Tyreek's so dominant. But if you shade a safety over the top, he's still running into a safety at the end of the day. So I think Jaylen Waddle is going to be a big-time bucket getter against man coverage. He was more productive against man coverage last year, and now he's getting opportunities to be the first guy in the progression at a much higher rate, and including the last 2 weeks where Tyreek Hill has not practiced. And some of it's kind of felt like Tyreek Hill had this on-again, off-again relationship with the team, and it kind of just so happened to work out with Tyreek in the recovery from his wrist. Like, the Dolphins have lived the life all offseason, with the exception of a few weeks of training camp, of, hey, our offense operates without Tyreek Hill in the passing game. And Jaylen Waddle, I think, is going to be very primed to cash in on that. But if Devon Achane is healthy, I don't want to go out there and put crazy numbers on like 1,000 split or anything like that. But if he goes for 1,500 yards and another 1,000 of it's on the ground, then he gets 500 receiving yards, I'd expect double-digit touchdowns again. Like, he's well-positioned to be those two players is the 1-2 punch that kind of is the featured players in my mind in Miami's offense.
I love it. And a bounce back here for Jaylen Waddle would be so, so welcome, because we've been waiting for it, man. We've been waiting for it. Kyle, I really, really appreciate the time, man. This time of year, guys, super, super busy. you know, for guys like Kyle, you know, who have been at camp, you know, he's the host of Locked On Dolphins, doing work for A to Z Sports. You know, he's doing a ton. So great follow on Twitter, on X, by the way. If you're a Dolphins fan, if you want to keep up with the Dolphins, as you should, if you play fantasy, you got to keep up with all the teams. And the Dolphins, you know, there's a lot going on there. But Kyle, really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
It was great chatting with you. And let me know when you want to get together and talk a little bit more ball. I'm always down.
Awesome, man. Take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.